Right, everything's recording. So, hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Today we're going to talk about swearing, which you've probably learnt by now that both of us, well, especially me, I feel at the moment. I think you're a bit more controlled, Lucy.
Do you?
The geek, but we both are quite potty mouthed.
I think my friends would be shocked to hear you say that you feel like you're more of a potty. Are we going to have a potty?
Pot off.
We really should. No, I love swearing. I'm a proud swearer. I love it.
I too. I just can't help it. And even when I'm trying not to swear, I realise that something's just slipped out of my mouth.
Something's just slipped out before you've had the opportunity to think. Yeah, I also suffer with the old... do you know, one place where I swear so much more than I usually swear is school. My kids, primary school. I swear in front of the headmistress and I revert into this teenage girl where then I say, I'm so sorry. I'm so fucking sorry. Or shit, bollocks, I shouldn't have sworn. And she just looks at me like, are you doing this on purpose? Like, are you fucking with me? Because you really shouldn't be swearing as much. So yeah, I feel like I swear when I get nervous. I swear when I'm tired. I swear a lot when I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I just fucking love it. I actually just do love swearing.
I do think there's something in the way in which you say something. So if I, like the intonations as well. So if I'm saying, oh, I'm just so tired and I'm so exhausted, it doesn't feel the same as like I'm fucking knackered.
Yeah.
Do you know that fucking, you know, that kind of,
yeah,
that the sort of aggression that comes out of your mouth, not aggression, but that microaggression.
Yeah.
That sort of even the way you say it, it's just.
Is it the enunciation? Is that the right word?
I think that's probably what I'm trying
to. You sometimes feel like you're spitting swear words a little bit. So they do, for me, they communicate. I think last time we were talking about ADHD and having that dysregulation of emotions, which I don't know whether it's dysregulation of emotions or I just feel like I feel everything a little bit more. And actually I watched a lady, she was like a doctor and, you know, had lots of letters after her name, but she said with emotion, it's like the volume has been turned up so loudly on your emotions that you kind of have to get them out. And I think that is one of the reasons I love swearing as well, because for me, it sometimes communicates the real fuckiness of a situation.
Completely.
Like someone actually sent me, I don't want every sentence I start to be, someone sent me a reel on Instagram, but of like waiting for the daily fuckery. It's like that weird feeling before you know that something's going to go down. And sometimes when shit goes down, you just need a good swear word to really, really, for me, communicate the just shitness that life is sometimes, because life is properly fucking crap a lot of the time.
It can be very,
you know, it can be. And I, to be honest, I've always been one for swearing as well. See, in the last episode I was talking about stories that my mum will like reel out as like, you were the devil child.
Yeah,
my brother was the perfect child and I was the devil child, which is a role I've always been quite happy to play.
Yeah,
but one of the stories is I must have been about 4, pushing 5, and I'd learnt the word bastard. My mum doesn't ever explain where I'd learnt this word, probably from my father. She neglects to tell everyone, but I'd learnt this word. And my very religious aunt was coming over with my younger cousin.
Yeah.
And she was had married my mother's brother.
Yeah.
She was a lovely, lovely lady who is very dear to me, but who is quite prim and proper.
Yeah.
You know, she likes done things properly. She goes to church every Sunday. Like, you know, she's God-fearing.
Yeah.
And mum, in hindsight, had done a really stupid thing and had said to me, please don't say that word in front of Auntie Rose.
Yeah.
And she'd negotiated some sort of special treat for me at the end of the day if I hadn't said this word. I was like, yeah, mum, I'm down. Like, if I'm going to get like a packet of Chew-Its, I'm there with you.
Completely.
There is absolutely nothing to worry about, mother. That reminds me of Drop Dead Fred, because obviously there was something to worry about. My mother tells the story that she heard some noise from the room Laura, my cousin and I had been playing for a while, and there was a lot of noise. They came upstairs to investigate, and we had basically decided to play marriage.
Yeah.
And decided to rip up a load of my storybooks for confetti.
Yeah.
I mean, it's normal. Logical.
Yeah.
It's normal. But mum came up the stairs and was really annoyed and started telling me off, told me off. And then I apparently just turned around and went, bastard, 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 bastard. And so I think that communicated what I was feeling at that time, which was, you can shove your deal up your fucking arse.
Yes.
Because what I've done is not that bad. And now I'm just going to throw my toys out the pram and do the exact thing that you didn't want me to do.
And embarrass you by using...
And yeah, as I say, I think my dad has a lot to answer for as well, because another thing that I said a lot as a child, which he taught me, was if I ever got told off for swearing. God, I sound like I was a real potty mouth as a child. Like I wasn't. Have you seen that video of the little girl going, it's a fucking goat outside?
Oh, yeah.
It's a fucking goat. I wasn't like that, but he did teach me the song, the rhyme, bloody in the Bible, bloody in the book. If you don't bloody believe me, take a bloody look, which I would also just say a lot to my mum if she ever tried to stop me from swearing.
Yeah.
God, my poor mother. I do feel really sorry for my mum now, actually, just thinking about it. Anyway, sorry.
No, not at all. But I think I'd never heard that until I heard it from you, actually.
It's a great little saying.
Not one
I've taught my children.
No, see, I did swear quite a lot. I can't remember swearing necessarily as a child, definitely as a teenager. But but I never used the C word. I was really, even like in my 20s, early 20s, I remember people using it and being absolutely appalled. And
okay, so you do use it?
Oh, I totally use it now.
I totally use it now.
I
was worried you were going to say you're one of those people that loves swearing apart from the C word.
No, not at all. But I was one of those people. Like, I ended up, I remember like even sort of, I must have been like 24. Five even when people, you know, when I was around it, and I'd be really like, oh my God, that is just so fucking gross.
Really?
You know, you're like, absolutely. But I just don't know what happened. And then suddenly I think my friend Annette was like, darling, it's a celebration of our vaginas. It's da 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 da. And then I thought, brilliant. And then I think life got tougher and a few things happened. I got together with someone, and the only word once we'd broken up was that word. Yeah. And actually he was that. I mean, that's so long ago now, I couldn't care less. I think that kind of drove me to it, and I was like, what a, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a time when the C word was the, I wouldn't allow it or couldn't hear it. But now everything goes like, and now I sort of make up my own ones as well.
Oh, I love that. Have you got any specials? I didn't know this.
Fucktard.
Head like fucky. That.
I mean, that's not really made up, but that's sort of, it's become a verb.
Oh, really? I like that. Two head fuck.
Two head fuck, completely.
There's that really funny, like, that if something's the shit, isn't there? It literally means so many different things to describe something as shit in our language. I think that's the other thing for me, is that swearing is really not the word's not diverse. It's like you can use it in a lot of different, versatile.
Yeah.
It's a very versatile set of words. Like you can use them in so many different contexts, and they describe so many different situations that are so nuanced that I just don't think you can describe. You need more words to describe them than swearing. So I think one of the things...
Completely. You need a full sentence. You need a full sentence.
To convey those emotions.
Exactly. Like if you were trying to convey that someone had really, really, really upset you, and you're so heartbroken by this and da 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 da, where actually you can just say, I'm so fucked off. He's fucked me off so much, or, you know, whatever. And that kind of, everyone gets the gist.
Yeah.
You don't need to bother. It's kind of laziness, really, as well.
Do you think?
Hand in hand with tiredness. But I'm definitely more sweary when I'm tired.
Yeah,
just because
sure.
I can't be bothered to say.
I think it's context as well, isn't it? Like, I do think that as I've become an adult and I've started, well, you have to adult more, don't you? I did a writing course recently. We were just talking, we just had some lunch and we were talking about, what am I doing with my life? And I was saying I maybe might focus on my writing, which I was doing, and then got diagnosed with cancer, and that kind of threw a spanner into the works. But I did start a writing course. I didn't finish it, not because of the cancer, but because the lecturer went on strike. We did get a refund. It was all fine. But one of the things that we had to do, so the course was 2 hours a night. It was at Goldsmiths. So it was really, really good, but it was just an evening course.
Yeah.
But the first hour was like theory. So she'd like teach us a concept around writing. And then the second hour was three short stories. So three people would have to send in a piece of writing and the rest of the group would have to critique it. So you'd each get like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
How hideous is that, number
That's
one?
That's awful. I'd hate to.
Like, I actually threw up multiple times on the way home with my kids in the car from swimming the night that I had to do it.
Yeah.
And I wrote this really weird short story. Did I talk about this before?
No.
Anyway, it was told from the point of view of two pigeons who were witnessing a sexual assault. It's very random.
Yeah.
But anyway, it had two characters that were pissed in it who were arguing, and the dialogue between them was quite sweary. And so anyway, I sent this piece in. I wrote it as well in like the space of like half an hour and didn't reread it and think, shall I make any amends to that? I was just like, oh my God, I'm never reading anything again.
So
and just
cringe,
sent it off.
It, when you're reading your own stuff. Yeah.
And just sent it off. So the moment came by, it was called The Watchers. And the moment came when it was like, I think one person had been before me. So I was like the middle, the sandwich, the filling of the session. And the tutor said, okay, we'll move on to The Watchers now. What did everyone think? And it was tumbleweed moment. No one said anything for what seemed like an eternity. Like, I wish I had it recorded to know how long it was, but it felt like it was hours that rolled by. It must have been like, you know, a good few seconds, because we're all British and we wouldn't have let it carry on for like too long. But yeah, and then one guy just went, I didn't mind all the swearing, but I didn't really understand why it was needed. I was just like,
fuck off.
Yeah. Like, I kind of rambled away and talked about how I wanted to convey that they were really, really pissed and it was supposed to be kind of a bit nonsensical, and they were just at that stage. You know, sometimes that stage you get to when you're with a person that you know really, really well, and you're just kind of at certain point just telling each other to fuck off, really.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Just like, ow, fuck you. But yeah, it didn't quite come across. So I feel like, I think the long and short of what I was trying to say is I swear in really inappropriate situations as well. And I think my kids have now started to have an issue with it, which I think is the hard thing for me. So we were just talking about, I never give anything up for Lent, but I've decided to give two things up this year. Two things. I'm not doing very well because you just had to remind me that it is the first day of
day
Lent
one today.
So I'm not doing too well. But I'm giving up sugar.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm giving up swearing.
Tomorrow. Okay.
I'm giving up swearing.
So after we've done this swearing.
Yes.
Because we have definitely sworn quite a bit today.
Tomorrow. I'm allowed to do it for the podcast.
Okay.
Am I allowed out?
Oh God, do need to. Yeah. I've got to reduce my swearing as well, because Gabriella, my daughter, just always pulls me up on it. And in a way it's kind of, she's quite saffy about it. So in a way I'm hoping that it makes her not swear, although who am I kidding? But I think they, you know, they camping, they all seem to run around the fields saying whatever they want. But I do think it kind of, she's definitely picking up on it, and she's 9 now, so I need to just nip it in the bud.
The thing is, though, on that, and as I said, I have agreed to stop swearing for Lent, and I actually took one of my goddaughters shopping in Charity Shops in Trowbridge. Mm. That's Charity Shops in Trowbridge. That was a hell of a shopping trip.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Trow. Love a bit of Trow. But yeah. if you know.
Right.
It's a county town of Wiltshire. Friend that's from Trow always says.
Yeah.
Trow is a lovely place. So it's interesting. But anyway, we had literally just decided because we'd had people over for dinner in half term and their son mm-hmm. had a real issue with my swearing and was telling me to stop swearing. So I actually, the next day, was shopping in Trowbridge Charity Shops and found a swear jar. It has swear jar on the front. It has a bomb that says swear jar in the middle. Yeah. So I now have the swear jar, which my son has been doing a running total. Anytime he spends time with me, he has this total. I think I'm up to about like 45 quid. That I need to put in the swear jar, but I told him to fuck off and that it only started on Lent. So I'm not going to tell him when Lent started. We had pancakes. Let's see how much attention he's been paying in RE, shall we, Bertie? You've been paying attention? Do you know when Lent is? But yeah, so I'm going to give it up. And do you know what actually was the thing that he said to me recently? And I actually get a bit annoyed by this because I think it's lazy teaching.
Yeah.
Is he whacks out the whole swearing's the lowest form of intelligence.
Oh yeah, I've heard that. But I've also read that it's totally the opposite.
So this is what I did. Researcher Lucy thought, do you know what? I'm going to have a little bit of a look at this. Okay. And to say that the ADHD episode sent me on a research wormhole.
Yeah, go on.
I mean, the wormhole that I went into looking at stuff was just unbelievable. So I found a book, first off, on the actual science of swearing. It wasn't on the science of swearing, sorry. It was a book about the brain, which had a section about the actual science of swearing and how it affects your brain and things mm-hmm. like that. And Jesus Christ, I read quite a lot of it. And then I was like, what are you reading? You literally don't understand any of this. I thought, I might see if this is on Audible because I feel like it might extend. Like, I listen to murder podcasts to go to sleep to. So I was this is actually a little bit more relaxing.
Yeah, but healthier, perhaps.
It wasn't. But it kind of, where I got to when I was, I then found a book on, it's called, and I love this, Jeffrey Hughes wrote this book. Okay, right. Big up Jeffrey, because this is like such an amazing title of a book. A Social History of Foul Language, Oaths and Profanity in English.
and did he say?
He said, in this book, one of the things that stood out to me was that the word fuck has been around since the 15th century.
It's not new.
Old word.
Yeah.
But I think where I kind of got to with that and the other little bit of reading that I did around it was that there isn't really an answer on whether you are more or less intelligent if you swear.
Okay.
What swearing is it's a judgment, isn't it? Like, so talking about our kids and the fact that they have a problem with us swearing, one of my son's favourite things to do at the moment is ask me, I think we talked about this on our pilot, our opening episode was about like their new language, about like skibbity and riz points and all of this. Like, our swear words are probably not that interesting to them because they're boring, because our parents, they're going to have a whole other set of words that we probably feel like are a little bit inappropriate. And that's the whole point. It's like swearing is like a form of expression and a form, like it's seen as being a little bit lower class, isn't it? And that's where the like intelligence thing comes from. It's like, oh, you know, I always joke with my kids, I've got an anchor tattoo on my hand, like, you know, I remember showing it to one of my really good friends and being like, what do you think? And she was like, I mean, is it like prison vibes you're going for? So if it is, like, you've nailed it. Yeah. And I was like, that's like such a her thing to say. But I joke with my kids, like, it's because my dad was in the Navy, because I've got like a sailor spirit, and because like I love swearing.
Yeah.
And it is a joke, but I think, you know, swearing is about showing anger and about showing, you know, what's his book called? It's like, yeah, the history of like profanity and foul. I think he talks about foul language, and that's what it's about. It's about describing all of those, like what we were talking at the beginning, that the shitness of it all, the kind of dirt, the kind of the crude and vulgar side of humanity that sometimes we like to kind of shy away from. But, you know, yeah, like, It's all of that side of things that, of course, there are. It's for me, where I came to is, it's actually a ridiculous thing to say that whether you use swearing or not shows whether you're more intelligent. It's like, people who are stupid use it, people who are intelligent use it. Yeah, like, it's a form of language. Totally. It's a form of communication. And to try and, I suppose, we're always looking to see, like, to prove things, and what we were talking about, like, how amazing modern science is, and that's what it's all trying to do. But sometimes they're just, issues are so complex. The reason people swear is multifaceted, just as we all are. And I think if we're all really, really honest, everyone has a little bit of a fuck now and then, don't they? I think it's really,
do. Well, what do they do if they don't? Because sometimes I just have to. It's like, fuck it, you know, or
let it out.
They must do. There's got to be, there's nothing else for me personally that kind of gets that feeling. You know, I don't even notice I've sworn some of the time. I mean, my issue is where I swear the most is in the car.
Yeah.
I definitely have a bit of road rage. I can't stand the fact that, you know, if you let someone go past or whatever, they don't say thank you. That really, really pisses me off. If someone drives too close to my bumper on the motorway, that just incenses me, really.
And so you'll reflect, again, that, like, goes back to that, like, social kind of point, isn't it? It's like you're responding to... So my acupuncturist was talking about how I have a really strong sense of justice. Like, I have a real strong sense of, like, morality, and like, if I feel, when I get angry is when I feel like someone has acted in an unfair way.
Completely. I'm exactly the same. So is Gabriella. Exactly the same.
And I feel like that and that happens a lot in the car, when you think, well, actually you could have just not been such a complete and utter
arsehole.
Going to say arsehole, and then I was like, oh god, I shouldn't be swearing, but this whole episode, we are free to swear. You know, why are you being, such an asshole? And I think it's interesting. It's like that flight or fight mode, which I tend to go into very quickly, is that kind of fight mode, that real, like, fuck you mode. Like, a dear friend of mine tells the story about the first time, one of the first times he met me was when I was moving in with him.
Yeah.
And I was parking just outside his flat, which was right outside a train station. And there was a woman that was coming along, and I'd seen her in my mirror, my wing mirror. So I knew that she was there, but she didn't know that I knew that she was there. It's like that scene with Rachel and Joey on Friends. He didn't know that we knew. Like, so she didn't know that I'd seen her, but I had. And I opened my door, and she beat and, like, was like really, like, leering at me in the car. This is going back to, like, before James, this just when James and I got together. So I'm like, what, early 20s?
Mm-hmm.
I'm hungover, I'm not in a great mood, and I just literally turn around and I'm like, fuck off, you, I fucking saw you. Like, and I'm like wildly, like, my arms are going everywhere, and I'm just like communicating my displeasure with her, like, just having a go at me. And he was like, he'll never forget, like, Brian as well is like quite a controlled, like quite a sensitive guy. You know, he never shouts. He's not like really overtly expressive like I am. Anyway, he's like just like walking back from getting the paper, and like just like sees this woman verbally attacking someone in a car, and then realizes when she turns around that it's his new flatmate that he'd met once before. And then he said, my demeanor just changed. It was like, literally, I just turned around and went, oh, hi, Brian, how are you? And he was like, he found it really hard to compute me changing as well. And like having that real change in emotions, which I think my husband struggles with as well. Like that real, like, it kind of all goes out and then I'm like, okay, I'm fine now.
But I think that's because we're both we can both be quite fiery, you know. That's just a sort of more fiery personality, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
Like you can sort of just quickly like exert that and then get straight back on form again.
You have to wait for people.
You were actually in that instance, you were sort of defending yourself and like you say in a bad mood or whatever. But I guess someone like Brian, it would take a lot more for him to have that kind of sweary episode with that woman possibly. And
actually, like he can fuck off now, actually, because like he finds kids really stressful in a way that I just don't find children very stressful at all. Like would you say I'm a chill parent?
Yeah, I think you're a chill parent.
Yeah, a lot of people have said this to me recently, and I never really thought of myself in that way. And someone was calling me a hippie the other day, and I was like, is that really how you see me? Like, I would never. Isn't it funny when people label you something that you like? Did I tell you my glass? Got my invite to Glastonbury yesterday. I got my invite to Glastonbury, which I'm really excited about. I make cheese on toast for 3.5 hours a day, but my ticket is included.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
It's the most amazing deal I've ever had in my life.
That's amazing. Yeah, congratulations. Amazing. I really want to try and go this year, actually, because next year's a fallow year, isn't it?
It is.
And so so I'd quite like to
I know, and there's some rumors of some quite exciting people being announced, and now you're going to ask me who, and I can't remember.
I've heard a few, but
it's already disappointing in terms of lineup, but I haven't really seen any. I would go whatever, to be honest.
Oh god, I love Glastonbury. I used to go.
It's the atmosphere,
like in the West Country when we lived there. We used to be able to get everyone just went, and we'd drive down, you know, come home, drive down again the next day if we needed to.
Oh, did you get day tickets? Locals get them on a Sunday, don't they?
Yeah, but we lived a bit too far for that. But, you know, it was just, we never missed a Glastonbury. If there was something going on, we would just be able to, like, nip home again or do whatever. But, I think I definitely want to try and go this year, actually. Bloody love Glastonbury. But I think the, I don't know whether, just taking it back to the swearing, I definitely have moments where I think someone has sworn unnecessarily, even though I am a potty mouthed person at times. But I wonder also whether I've often thought, do we just give too much value to these words? And like, actually, if we all just sort of almost forgot the crudeness of them all, would we then, you know, are we putting too much on it? You know, it's just another word, isn't it?
What I mean by the point around where I got to when I was researching was that swearing is a social construct, isn't it? We have made those swear words.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
They are curse commas, words. Yeah. They're not biological words. That's why I was kind of like, for me, it's a really stupid argument to, more intelligent people use them or less intelligent people. There are so many things that make you intelligent, and swearing isn't one of them. And also it changes, doesn't it? Like, what was really shocking to us was even more so shocking back in the day, and probably in the future there will be other words that we find. Although, I mean, has the C next Tuesday always been the worst word? I don't know.
I mean, it's definitely the worst one in my mind.
Is C next Tuesday like the OG like curse word? We're looking at a kind of hierarchy of swear words. Like,
well, I'd say it was that one, and then F-U-C-K.
But then twat is very offensive.
See,
twat is. And like culturally as well, I suppose. That's the other thing. Like, we're really just focusing on, I'm sure there's some great, the only thing I really learned in Spanish was like de puta madre, which is like fuck your mother or something, or like That will be awful pronunciation. Do you know?
No,
Spanish?
But I didn't hear the first word.
I always used to think it was debuta madre.
I don't know. I mean, tu madre means... is like your mother, but I don't know. Oh, I don't know about that one actually, because my Spanish speaking was definitely in the ages where I wasn't swearing. Although that said, Gabriella,
not like me then, like, well, from a 4 year old.
Well, I mean, Jesus, Gabriella. I remember Mark coming home once with Mark coming up the stairs and saying, "Hey, can we have a word?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah, sure." He was like, "Gabriella, I was just in the." He come home with Gabriella in the car, and Gabriella's had a rear facing car seat until she was four, and she couldn't have been more than 2.5 or 3. And she said, "That car's driving too fucking close." So it must have been about 3. And he was like, "Where she got this from?" He was really pissed off with me, like really sort of, "This is unacceptable, Christelle. You know, this is too much, too far." Because he knows what I'm like in the car. But but he basically was like, so I know exactly what happened. We were driving back from Somerset, having seen my parents, and the car was driving too close. And I was getting really cross. And then I even wound the window down on the motorway as I let him go past, going, "You're driving too fucking close." And because also he was like, I get exceptionally angry and aggressive when I think my child's in danger. So, but Mark was like, "This is just not okay. You know, you're teaching her such bad language." And I was like,
"Were you driving?"
I was driving. Yeah, yeah, I was driving. Mark wasn't in the car. So I'd gone on my own. Sorry, I'd gone on my own. Without him.
Yeah, okay.
So he didn't, but so she, and then he'd taken her out in the car on her own, and clearly
and
a car was
it.
Too close,
I
and
love
she'd
that.
Said it. But then, just a couple of weeks later, I was like, "Yeah, don't worry, you know, you're right, Mark, you know, it's not okay," and da da da. And also, you just kind of don't think they pick it up at that age, or you think they don't, but they clearly do. They are like sponges, as people say.
I was literally just thinking that, and I wasn't going to say it in that way, but yeah,
they are like sponges. And they are like sponges. Yes, they fucking are like sponges. I know that now. But then when I, and then a couple of weeks after that, he was like, I was just watching her. She had like a play table and a play chair, and we had carpet in that room. And so, you know, sometimes the chairs get sort of slightly stuck.
Oh yeah.
And I used to sit and work in that room as well. And she just, every time she moved a chair, you just had this "fuck it, fuck it, fuck it," like because it was so. My chair was really annoying, and I'd constantly, and Mark just looked at me and was like, "There you go again, there's your influence."
But that goes back to, like, for me, it goes back to context, because I think that's just so funny that those little brains, like sponges, they soak up the context use it.
Yeah.
So going back to the car, I go on holiday with two of our very dear friends quite a lot, and every time we hire cars and every time I end up following this guy who takes me on these fucking journeys that, like, literally just stress me out so much because he never knows where he's going. He turns off at the last minute. Anyway, he made me swing across, you know, from like the motorway to like a slip road when it goes like hard concrete, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you
yeah.
should not be going over that bit.
Oh yeah,
we basically, he pulled and I was like, I had seconds to like follow him, or like I would not be then able to turn for a good few miles. And I turned and went, "For fuck's sake," his name. And Bertie just was asleep in the back, woke up and just went, "For fuck's sake," name. And then literally just went back to sleep. And that's all he said. We were in Italy, just woke up, "Fuck's sake," and then just went back to sleep. And I was like, it was just the most brilliant use. And he just, like, literally his little brain just woke up for that moment and then just went back to sleep. I was like, how did he even do that? The other thing was, he recently became obsessed. I said bullshit in front of him.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, "Sorry." He'd obviously never examined the word before. And he was like, "Sorry, are you saying bull and then shit? Like a bull's shit, mummy?" And we were talking about this word. Anyway, we were then just laughing. Me and the three children were just laughing about it. James was out late. I was getting them ready for bed. We were all brushing our teeth while this was happening. And I was like, "You cannot say that word in front of daddy, because, you know, like, your husband, mine gets a bit annoyed with my swearing in front of the children. And I was like, right, just get it out, la, la, la. And I was like, just, we were swearing. It was all very funny. And then I was like, right, no more. No more tomorrow. I was like, right, time for bed now. And Bertie just went, this is bullshit. And it was just, I just could not hide my just pride of him using it in such a great way, such a great context.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I was just thinking about, like, I was talking about swearing and kind of what was the point of it, really. But I think it's the fact that we all do it, and we all get it wrong sometimes, or do it in the wrong places, you know, at schools and doctor's surgeries, wherever, you know, wherever. Yeah. But I kind of think, like, the other day, you know, it's quite, as a parent, I suppose, it's, you know, every now and then we'll be talking about what dicks our kids can be, and, you know, how they've been, you know, it just, I feel bad saying it sort of when I'm not feeling angry. But, you know, we all say it. Like, the other day I was sort of muttering under my breath, like, fuck's sake, I'm just fucking over this, you know, as I was walking ahead of Gabriella, because she just was being really difficult that morning. And one of the other mums was like, oh, don't worry, you know, we've all said worse, and da da da. And it was, and that's quite sort of reassuring. I think my point to swearing and why, and why we were to talk about it, is that whole thing about, you know, people saying it's the least form of intelligence, which is clearly not. But also, I think there's sort of this prim and proper smugness that can come from some people when you do swear about your husband or your kids or your friend, not friends, but not that you swear about your friends, but, like, you know, every now and then you can sort of go, oh, he was being such a dickhead, or, you know, and I can be a dickhead, so it's not, you know, I'm fully aware of it, but I think it's just, sometimes there can just be some judgment around people who swear or swearing that I actually think is just bullshit, because we all sort of do it. We all use these words, and I don't know. I think I've often been irritated by certain looks from some people if I have sworn.
Yeah.
Don't think that's okay.
Do you know what to say? Fuck off.
Yeah. And that's what I'm thinking. Like, don't fucking tell me that you don't act like this. Yeah. So the other day it was really nice when the mum, and actually most of the people that I know are like that. They'll be like, oh my God, he was such a twat this morning, or, you know, most, or whatever. But we all, with love for our children and partners.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, it's not always sunshine and roses. I was going to say bunnies there. Is that right?
But because it's,
I mean, I feel like it's okay to swear. I feel like we're okay to swear. We're I'm not. I can't.
Oh, no, you can't as of tomorrow. Like, or today, sorry.
From now.
I had to Google when Lent started,
Is
actually.
It from now?
I always forget.
It's today.
It's pancake day, the day after pancake day.
Yeah, we had good pancakes.
And I do try and stick to things. Like, whilst I don't know where I am with all of that sort of stuff, I do sort of think, God, I don't want to get into trouble just in case, you know. So just for the Lent.
Is there a little bit of fear around the old big man upstairs then?
Yeah, a little bit sometimes,
I don't know if I've got that fear.
No, but I just don't know why people, well, yeah, that's a whole other story. Lent.
I just tell him to fuck off if he tried to not let me in at the gates. I'd be like, are you serious, mate? Like,
but, you know, it's quite nice to have a reason to stick to something. I'm going to try and give up sugar, but as of tomorrow.
We're both giving up sugar, but I'm still going to give it up from today because I haven't had any sugar.
I started the day with Nutella pancakes because I didn't get a pancake yesterday. I thought that was unfair.
I was saying my husband was in charge of getting the ingredients for the pancake, so he obviously didn't find any other aisle in the supermarket other than the liquid sauce aisle, because we had chocolate sauce, we had strawberry sauce, we had Biscoff sauce, and then we had leftover crushed up digestive biscuits, which were left over from pudding on Sunday. So to say that they were, they were so bad for us. There was no berry in sight. There was no banana. I think we had bananas as well. Why didn't we cut up some bananas? Anyway, my husband was in charge, and they were very, very bad. So I'm totally off sugar. But I think, are we going to do bollocks of the week?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what my mine bollocks are all of the
really,
week is.
Well, I've got mine. Mine are all really like quite, the only time I ever think of them is when something really annoying happens to me. Which that's what it's meant to be, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like bollocks of the week, it can be
just
anything.
Like an annoyance.
It can so be an annoyance, mine, it can be, yeah, anything.
Mine was, so one of the things, like obviously I have touched upon the fact I had cancer. I had a full hysterectomy, which means I've gone into medically induced menopause. So I'm now one of those really smug women who sit there and go, fucking perimenopausal, like shut up. I'm in full on medically induced menopause. Like if like perimenopause is like a gentle stroke into the menopause, which is bad enough, like I'm yeah, not yeah, saying yeah. mine's like a like just like a full-on soccer punch around my head. And one of the things I'm really struggling with, I literally just forgot what I was talking about but pulled it back, but one of the things I'm really struggling with is just I have no memory. I forgot, we were talking about before, I forgot a really important, well not a really, every meeting it should be important, but I forgot an important meeting which just disappeared out of my brain. Also my kids' school, and it was our WhatsApps blew up when
is
they
this the bollocks of the week.
This is my bollocks right, okay. of the week, yeah. sorry. Yeah.
That's right.
It's a long just, and rambling one.
No, go on.
My WhatsApp groups at school kicked off when they decided at my kids' primary school that the days that you have PE, they have that twice a week.
Yeah.
The days that they have PE, they have to wear their PE kit into school.
Right.
Reasoning being too many kids not bringing their PE kit in.
And not so and just changing.
Too much time yeah. taken up, which I totally understand. But there were people saying, oh, I've already bought 5 pairs of school uniform and I have to buy 2 pairs of whatever. That's not the point of my story. The point of my story was after half term.
Yeah.
I've got 3 different kids. So that's 3 different combinations of when they have to wear PE kit in. Sometimes it's 1 kid, sometimes it's 2 kids, and on one day it is all 3 children. Okay, mm-hmm. So we
I've
now
got
have
one
to.
Kid and I can't.
We now that. Have to remember yeah. every single day I have a different combination of fucking what? Uniform yeah. or fucking PE kit. Yeah, it's stressful. It might not sound stressful, but it is stressful. The night, the day before. So this was Wednesday night. I had loads of WhatsApps about. Yeah. My youngest, her PE day has changed, everyone.
Yeah.
I even made a comment. I said, they're keeping us on our toes, I see.
Yeah.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah.
Because it's changed from Thursday to Friday. So I was having this conversation on Wednesday night. Yeah. I replied. It was one of those typical parents WhatsApp groups. Everyone fucking replies. So you've got like, our men and our women are very active on the yeah. WhatsApp chat as well. So, I mean, there was 45 messages flying around. I still sent her on Thursday in her fucking school uniform. Oh. She came home and went, Mummy, it was PE day today. And I was like, I knew that. I knew that. I had a conversation the night before. When did that just fall out of my head? My husband, also on the WhatsApp chat, also did not remember.
No, it happens. It happens.
That's mine.
No, it's funny, actually. You just reminded me. One of my friends who has a few children, she.
I really love the way you just giggle away to yourself. I'm like, come on, tell me.
I just can't believe someone would do this. But basically, she'd obviously asked a few, you know, she asks a few questions here and there, you know, pertaining to these annoying timetables and whatever else we have to remember. And someone, she asked a question and someone actually put an eye roll emoji. Can you believe that? I couldn't believe, like, do that.
I would literally have to be held back at the gates for that mum. I would, you know, where you
eye
do
roll.
That eye motion
eye
thing
roll.
To someone, I'd be like, I'm watching you, motherfucker.
An eye roll someone, emoji. I mean, that's terrible.
Someone actually offered me out as well on a WhatsApp group, a parent WhatsApp chat last year.
What do you mean?
Year 6, my daughter's. It got really nasty about, we did a thing for the Valentine's Disco where the kids could pay £1
yeah.
to request a song. And one of the mums was like, I can't believe we're having to pay for requesting a song. Like, is there anything that this school doesn't make you pay for anymore? And it was all done. It's the PTA. Like, we're raising money for a school counsellor. Like, you know, we're not, like, we're just, that's what it was for.
Yeah.
Anyway, this chat basically just got disintegrated into Just name calling. Name calling, sorry.
What, someone was name calling on...
Someone was basically... It was really awful, actually, because this all got discussed and I was actually shopping, so I didn't see all of the messages. But yeah. I got back out and there'd been this whole thing going back and forth and it all kind of died down and I was thinking about it over the next couple of days and just said, like... I just wondered whether you meant what you said that you meant. And like, I've spoken to other mums afterwards and they were like, oh my God, it all died down.
It on the WhatsApp group.
Yeah, I just kind of like what she was saying kind of didn't make sense and wasn't like factually correct. So I was just asking her if she kind of meant what she was talking about. Yeah. Like, did you mean that or am I misunderstanding? And all of the mums in the group that I'm friendly with were just like, oh my God, Lucy. It was like, why the hell are you bringing this back up again? But yeah, anyway, she just basically wrote something like, I said what, like, it was kind of like that song, you know, I said what I said. It was like that. It was like, I said what I said and then said something like, you better watch yourself. Like, you better watch what you say or something. And like, I was actually, I can see how, like on reflection, I could see how she felt like it had come across in a certain way. But it was me genuinely trying to say, like,
I'm not sure you got this right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not sure. Just in case, to clarify, this is...
Yeah.
This yeah. is raising money for whatever. You yeah. know, it's not.
And I think that's, you know, one of the interesting things I think being diagnosed with ADHD is understanding that one of the things that I really struggle with, and this is what I say to my husband quite a lot at the moment, is I only ever really have a problem with anything if I don't understand. Like, I don't understand bad manners.
Yeah,
so same. I really have a problem with it because I just don't. Yeah, yeah. An injustice.
Injustice. Like,
if I understand something, even if I don't agree with it,
yeah,
I can kind of, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's hard to let it go.
Really, yeah, don't understand the reasoning behind something. That's why when I really struggle, or even not really struggle, but even when I find maybe something interesting, like, is that why I listen to like true crime? Because like, it's that like, yeah, kind of that curiosity, I suppose.
Yeah.
Anyway, I cannot remember. Yes, yeah, scratching that. A lot of people say that at the moment. A lot.
Yeah.
One of my old ops directors used to talk about tickling low-hanging fruit, and he used to, yeah, and we used to have this joke about how, because he used to make this action, and we used to have this joke about how he was actually talking about balls and,
or yeah, we were like udders or something.
Yeah, it was like one of those, like,
it sounds a bit slimy.
If anyone's worked in marketing as a young 20-something-year-old lady, you understand what I mean when you say, you know, those like creepy older marketing guys who are just a bit like,
yeah, yeah. But yeah, how did we get
bollocks of the week?
Oh, bollocks of
you
the week.
You didn't so do one.
Oh, my bollocks of the week.
You jumped onto mine.
God, what has really pissed me off this week or I found annoying?
Oh, you could just be happy. You could just be happy.
Oh, no. Do you know what? Hormones. My bollocks of the week is I missed a... I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, I think, for my period to come. And then I realised that I, for the first time, I've missed one. And then, yeah, so probably hormones. Hormones are my honest bollocks of the week. And I've been quite up and down. But today I'm feeling very up, whereas yesterday everything was just pissing me off. Which is probably...
The new moon.
Yeah.
Everything's the new moon.
New moon again. But I think I covered the Trump thing that annoyed me. People driving too fast, that annoys me. I think manners has been quite bad this week as well. Like, just people... not saying thank you and just being... But I think, again, I've probably been... Although I shouldn't just blame hormones. It is actually just fucking rude. But...
We've got to save that for another episode, though, because I think we've got manners.
Manners. We definitely have a manners episode. But, yeah, bollocks of the week. I don't really have one. I've just felt a bit bollocks this week, probably.
That's fair.
But that's it.
Right,
so
let's do this.
Off we do. Off we go. Off we do.
Off we do.
Off we go. Right. Here we go. Lots of love from us.
Lots of love.
See ya. Bye.